Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the ninth Psalm we read, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. We see ahead reasons to give you thanks in all that you have done for us, O wondrous God, of this Advent season. We pray that our efforts here and at home find favor in your sight. May what we accomplish here today be worthy in your sight and helpful to our people. May your abiding presence be with us as we return home to those we love and care for. Open our hearts to you, preparing us for the celebration of this holiday season ahead, being grateful for all that has come in from your gracious hand, blessing us with those you have given us to love, friends and family, work and play, resources and abundance to share, and a community that worships you, our God. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't think you'll be back.
I think we're not. Until next year.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
God bless you. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator the 13th is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second extra session, fifth day, Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County is entering the chamber silently. if the Senate would come to order so we can hear the senator from Franklin, who has briskly made it to his desk, give his report for gubernatorial appointments.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward, please. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you like to explain your report?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments be approved. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report has been approved. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, have we had messages from the governor yet?
We do have messages from the governor.
Mr. President, a copy of the gubernatorial appointments withdrawal letter has been distributed also on the desk, and I move these appointments to be returned to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
All those in favor of the motion of the Senator from Franklin signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Those names shall be sent back to the governor. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of reading of order business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act that modifies provisions relating to public health.
Government reform.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for third reading on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills for third reading, formal calendar. That bill is House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 14, the Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain the substitute?
I would be happy to do that, Mr. President. Mr. President, this supplemental budget does a number of things. I'm going to go through a few of the highlights as I perceive them. It totals to be about $1.277 billion. GR is $12 million. Federal funds is $1.17 billion. And other funds is $93 million. The CEMA line, which is the line that we've directed most of the COVID relief funds through, is $752 million, which will ensure that the administration has the appropriation authority to spend the coronavirus relief funds by December 30th of 2020, which is the deadline that's included in the CARES Act. Another important section is the DSS Child Support Pass-Through section. This section will provide the state with the appropriation authority to send child support payments to those that are due those payments, which is about $97 million. The Department of Health and Senior Services section includes an appropriation authority for the state to use the ELC grant from the Federals for a number of things, contract tracing, additional testing, et cetera, for COVID-19. And that amounts to about $137 million. DESE section includes appropriation for authority for school nutrition program at $76 million. And the Department of Public Safety includes a section which includes $2 million in general revenue for the pre-trial witness protection fund. And that's the program that we passed earlier this year in a special session. We're putting some funds to it already. So with that, Mr. President, I would be happy to take any questions. If no questions appearing, I would renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the House Committee substitute for House Bill number 14. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th.
The senator from the 23rd, if I can remember correctly, if that's his district.
The senator from the 23rd, also referred to as the junior senator from St. Charles County, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 15th?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
So yesterday, I rolled out a bill that we filed to help protect people's liberties.
Yes.
And what do you think happened after we did that press conference?
Well, so nothing good. However, I know where you're going, Senator. I think maybe what would be beneficial is to provide some of the context of what's going on in your district, because for our colleagues from around the state may not have heard of some of the actions that your county executive, Sam Page, is...
I'm sorry, Senators. Would the rest of the body please keep your conversations to a minimum or take them to the side gallery so the two senators and the rest of the Senate members can hear the debate? Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. So I think maybe a good place to start is to take a step back and just describe how we got to the point in the press conference that you did a fantastic job on yesterday, how that came to be.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have people's rights being completely trampled on in St. Louis County. Restaurants are being shut down for a second time. We have, I have had a family member who ended up getting COVID, and they were told with a threat of a misdemeanor that they could not have contact with their child, even though their child also had COVID. We've had situations across the country where dads are told that they can't see the birth of their child, even though, you know, in that situation, there's really no threat of COVID. For the people that are younger. We've had babies taken away from their mothers when they're born because the mother may have COVID. We've had, they've come into our homes and said, you can't have Thanksgiving dinner in your own home. You can't have 10 people over at your own house. And it's complete abandonment of people's constitutional rights. Churches have been shut down, and this is completely unacceptable.
Absolutely, and I think that the politicization of the pandemic has gotten to a point that there are folks now in elected positions who have been empowered to take steps that go beyond just a focus on public safety and have dipped into tyranny and oppression.
That's right. And the last time I checked, we have three branches of government.
That's right.
You have the executive branch, you have the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And what we've seen in St. Louis County is a situation where they're creating law.
That's right.
There was nothing passed through the county council, even though it's controlled by Democrats. Last night they actually did pass something, which hopefully will have an impact. But executives don't have the ability to just create law out of thin air and come in and rule like dictators.
That's right. That's exactly right. When the executive branch at the state level, at the local level, has gotten to the point to where they're willing to just make up rules that, and by the way, the rules that they're making up, they're destroying people's livelihoods in your county. And the reason I got engaged in this conversation is because St. Charles County, where I'm at, St. Charles can't be successful if St. Louis County is not successful, if St. Louis City is not successful. So when the county executive of St. Louis decides that he's going to unilaterally start shutting down small businesses with, and by the way, there's no evidence that the businesses he was shutting down had any impact based on what they were doing.
That's right. And actually,
to the spread of the virus.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last time I checked, you have a 0% chance.
Senator, if you excuse me 1 second. Mr. President, can you? I'm having trouble hearing.
We remind our colleagues once again, the two senators cannot hear each other in debate. Please take your conversations to the side gallery. Senator, please proceed.
The last time I checked, you have a 0% chance of getting COVID-19 if you don't have any interaction with another human being.
That's right.
So you can stay, you can protect yourself and you can stay at home. And obviously if you're in a high risk category, you probably should stay at home.
That's right.
But for people that are younger, it's honestly, COVID-19 is not that dangerous. And people's lives are being destroyed. People are going into bankruptcy because of these regulations. And they have no right to do what they're doing.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head how many restaurants which have been most affected by these unlawful mandates put out by the county executive. I don't know how many restaurants have been affected. I don't know how many employees of the restaurant industry that have been affected. But as you said, these are ruining people's livelihoods based on, one, an illegitimate mandate by the county executive, and two, a lack of evidence that the changes he's in trying to enforce will have any positive or negative impact on the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
A perfect example is, let's look at New York. New York City, 314,000 COVID cases,
right?
24,000 deaths. Compare that to Florida. Florida's been wide open. New York's been completely shut down.
Right.
Every restaurant has been shut down in New York City. In Florida, they've had almost 1 million COVID cases.
Right.
But guess how many deaths they had? Less. So they had 18,000 deaths compared to 24, even though there was three times more cases. And what they did in Florida is they protected people that were vulnerable.
Right.
If you were in a nursing home, they shut the nursing homes down, because if someone got COVID and went to a nursing home, a lot of people were going to die.
You know, I think that the county executive in St. Louis is also getting bad advice from the pandemic task force, and in particular, the Commander Garza. By the way, Commander Garza, that is, just for, so folks know, that's a title that he gave himself as part of this task force. So this is not mocking him when we use that term. That's the title he granted himself, Commander Garza, who has been pressuring the governor to pass a statewide mask mandate, which is interesting because for states that actually do have a mask mandate, they're seeing the same or increased levels of surge in the virus that we are here in Missouri. So I think there's a lot of question of whether or not these mask mandates driven by government and what their effectiveness is. But that hasn't stopped Commander Garza from giving data, bad data, to the county executive to try to build this particular case. And in the meantime, the small businesses of St. Louis County are suffering. So that brings us to where we were yesterday. There's been a move by the Restaurant Association and local businesses in St. Louis County to push back on those regulations. You led what I thought was a very productive press conference outside of Satchmo's Bar and Grill yesterday morning at 10 a.m., and we got pretty good turnout. There was there was 100 people there, including business leaders. I know the senator from Jefferson was there. You and I were both there. There were several members of the House that were there, and we pushed back on the idea that the government should be doing you unveiled your bill.
The last time I checked, the First Amendment doesn't say unless there's a pandemic. It says Congress shall make no law.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, it's pretty plain English to me. I don't know why people are having trouble with it.
And so after we had that press conference where you laid out the bill that you're planning on filing for this upcoming regular session, less than 10 hours later, what happened?
The police rolled in with the health department and started shutting down. They even sent helicopters out there because, these restaurants are very dangerous.
So in retaliation for these restaurants trying to protect their livelihood, the health department in St. Louis County was sent in and not only shut down that restaurant.
They shut down restaurants that weren't even open.
That's so the enormity of what's going on here, to explain this, I can't get my head around growing up in an America where we have to wonder if we're going to be worried if our county executive is going to bang on our door, come into our family rooms, and get upset if we have too many people there for Thanksgiving dinner. I've never thought in a million years that would happen.
With the threat of a misdemeanor. I mean, they were literally emailing people and threatening them with misdemeanors.
That's right. So let's talk. I want to talk about something else that I hear commonly in this conversation. That's local control. I hear this all the time. Local control.
Control resides with the individual. It doesn't stop at the county line. It doesn't give the county ultimate authority to do whatever they want.
Absolutely. So local control is authority that's actually granted by the state to local governments to more efficiently provide government protections at the local level. And it's important to understand that the state, just like when we have to push back against the federal government, when we have local governments that have gone beyond what we believe is appropriate and good for the protection of those citizens, we have a role to step in and push back on local governments. And I think that's what's happening here. So I know that when your bill comes before the floor, we're going to hear cries of, where's the local control? The local control maintained by the counties and the cities come from the state. And it's our responsibility when we have a county executive, by the way, that is in charge of a million of our citizens, when we have a county executive that is taking the actions of a petty tyrant and dictator, that it is our job to step in. Now, I think that you and I would love to see that happen in this special session. But I don't know that that can be happen. I don't know if that's going to occur, but rest assured.
I mean, this is an emergency. People's rights are being trampled on. Businesses are being shut down.
That's right.
This is an emergency. I never thought I'd be in a situation where I would have to flee to the city of St. Louis to be more free.
That's right. That's right. This is not the path that we want to be on. I expect that we're going to have an extensive conversation on this. I obviously am a big fan of the bill that you filed, Senator. I think that there are probably going to be even more things that we can add to that to
bring all local areas
into the proper mindset of what the proper role of government is. It's clear to me that the county executive in St. Louis County has no idea and not the faintest clue of what the proper role of government is. And it's our job as the state to step in when he's ready to go over the line of what's appropriate and put a stop to it.
Yep, I agree.
Senator, thank you so much for the inquiry, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
We're on the motion offered by the senator from Andrew County. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized. Once you get your breath back, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion and close.
Senator, you can't recognize yourself to close, but that was a great effort. The senator from Andrew County has renewed his motion that House Committee substitute for House Bill number 14 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for House Bill number 14, an act to appropriate money for the supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lueckemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Barton. Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators Arthur, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Lucht-A-Meyer. Schatz. Shoup.
By a vote of 23 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection. Senator from the 5th, were you objecting? Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Thursday, December 10th at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Thursday, December 10th at 10 a.m.